Matthew Stuckey here, and I wanted to make a quick video just showing you a link between being obsessed with animals and being a sexual pervert or deviant. And there's actually a link that we can find both biblically, logically, and in society between someone who is overly obsessed with animals and then also being a sexual pervert. These things actually go hand in hand. And so when you think to the Bible, to the book of 1 Samuel, and you think about the Philistines, the god they were worshiping was Dagon, and Dagon was said to be a fish god. So the god they were worshiping was an animal god. Now, many pagan societies have had animal gods that they have worshiped, but oftentimes they also have just human gods that they worship, just normal gods, not animal gods. But the Philistines had Dagon, which was a fish god. And so in 1 Samuel chapter 6, verses 4 and 5, this is what it says. Then said they, "What shall be the trespass offering which we shall return to him?" They answered, "Five golden emerods and five golden mice." So first we see them worshiping a fish god, and then they said, "You know what, we're in trouble. You know, the gods are angry with us. We've got to make them happy. We've got to get forgiveness. So what are we going to do as an offering or as a gift? Give them five golden emerods and five golden mice." So you see an obsession with animals there, and then five golden emerods, that's just perversion. You know, that's not even something that would come into a normal person's mind. Then in verse 5 it says, "Wherefore ye shall make images of your emerods and images of your mice that mar the land." And so we're seeing a link between being obsessed with animals and then being sexual perverts. I mean, this is not something that would come into your mind. You say, well, we got to make God happy. We got to appease him. We got to make an offering. So let's make an offering of emerods and mice. It's like, what kind of a person would even think of something like that? And if you remember, King Saul, you know, before he committed suicide, his armor bearer, he actually asked to kill him, you know. And the reason why he asked his armor bearer to kill him is he was worried that the Philistines would come and abuse him. What it says in 1 Samuel 31 verse 4 is this, "Lest these uncircumcised come and thrust me through and abuse me." What is he talking about when he says abuse me? Well, he's talking about being sexually defiled, because he understood that the Philistines were worshiping these animal gods, and that they were perverts, they were weirdos, they were freaks. And you know, a normal guy would rather just die than be, you know, sexually molested and then killed. And so Saul says, "I'll just, you know, just ask you to kill me." And if he wouldn't kill him, then he actually ended up killing himself. Now, obviously we know King Saul was a believer. He's in heaven because it is eternal life, whether it's the Old Testament or New Testament. But he chooses to end his life because he's afraid of being abused. So we're seeing a link between, you know, worshiping, you know, a fish god, you know, having an over obsession with mice, and then we also see that, you know, they take images of their emerods, and then, you know, Saul is worried about being physically molested by these Philistines. And so we're seeing a link between animal obsession and sexual perversion. And you say, well, maybe that's a coincidence. Maybe that's just this situation. Is this something that really goes on in today's world? Well, if you think about countries around the world and religions around the world that have an over-obsession with animals and that worship animals and lift them up, you're going to think of Hinduism and India. And so that's the country, India, which also has other similar religions that kind of, you know, evolved out of that same sort of belief system. And then you have the country of India, so Hinduism and India. And so when you see this, you know, there's no question that Hinduism and in India, they worship a lot of animals. One of their big animals that they worship is Ganesh, you know, the elephant god. And so Ganesh is one of their top 5 or 10 gods that they worship, and it's a god that has an elephant head. And so, you know, there's an obsession with animals right there. And, you know, when it comes to in India, they worship the elephant because he's a very powerful animal, and they end up worshiping it. And so then you also see that they have the big rat temple in India, which is a big thing, where basically the rats are supposed to be basically like gods. And, you know, there's also an obsession and a worship in some parts with monkeys. And, you know, of course, cows is the most obvious example where they worship cows. And they worship cows because the cows provide, you know, nourishment with all of their milk. And they used to actually eat cows in India. That's, you know, pretty much changed as the religion has changed quite a bit. But, you know, the cows were very valuable, providing milk and meat. And so they ended up worshiping the cow, and they worship the cow today. So you see an over-obsession with animals, and you say, okay, I see that in India and Hinduism, but is there sexual perversion as well? Well, you know, just a couple years ago, the Thomson Reuters Foundation voted India the most dangerous country in the world for women. And the reason why it's voted dangerous for women is primarily due to rape. That obviously includes murder and other stuff like that, but primarily it's due to rape. And, you know, India is said to be the number one country in the world. It's known as the rape capital of the world to a lot of people. Now, rape statistics are very difficult to track because depending on where you live, they don't necessarily, you know, process complaints as much as in other areas. And in India with a caste system, you know, if you're of a lower caste, you're very unlikely to be able to win a case. So many people, when stuff like this happens, they just allow it to be passed over and they don't do anything about it. And depending on what country you are, they might be tough on crime, they might not. So it's hard to get accurate statistics, but it's known as the rape capital of the world to a lot of people. It's also said to be the number one country in the world for child trafficking. And so obviously with child trafficking, there is sexual perversion attached to that. And, you know, they've got the Devadasi tradition, which I might be pronouncing incorrectly, but where basically women, before they hit puberty, are dedicated to this goddess, and they're basically a sex slave, and, you know, to any guys that would want a part of them. And it's kind of morphed into more prostitution, but they used to be just kind of these provocative dancers at a very young age. And it's kind of morphed into guys cross-dressing and being part of this Devadasi tradition as well, just these sex slaves. So real perversion. And, you know, even in the Hindu temples, you know, you see the statues and in parts of India where they have just bestiality in and other just sexual perversion. And just even in the temples, like if you were to walk in, I've never been in a Hindu temple, but as it said, you know, that they have these graphic perversion on the sides of the temples. And so there's no question that in India, you know, you do see an obsession with animals, but there's also sexual perversion as well with this religion of Hinduism. And it's said that, you know, sex is something that's considered divine in Hinduism. And so just really perverted thoughts. And what you're seeing is an obsession with animals, and you're also seeing sexual perversion. And so what can we take away from this as a Bible-believing Christian? Well, what we can take away as Christians is that you ought to be very careful with people that are overly obsessed with animals. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with having a pet or loving your animal, but what I'm saying is if you run into someone who's just obsessed with animals, someone who just elevates animals to the level of humans, those are the people that are probably going to lower the value of humans to the level of animals. And it makes sense that if you elevate animals to a certain level, then you're going to lower the value of actual humans. So look, you ought to be very careful with people that are just so obsessed with animals and they look at them like they're humans as well. Those are the people that might actually be sexual perverts. Thank you and God bless.